Haman's plot against the Jews. Chapter 3. Mordecai refuses to honor Haman. After these events, King Ahasuerus raised Haman, son of Hammedatha the Agagite, to high rank, seating him above all his fellow officials. All the king's servants who were at the royal gate would kneel and bow down to Haman, for that is what the king had ordered in his regard. Mordecai, however, would not kneel and bow down. The king's servants who were at the royal gate said to Mordecai, "Why do you disobey the king's order?" When they had reminded him day after day, and he would not listen to them, they informed Haman, to see whether Mordecai's explanation was acceptable, since he had told them that he was a Jew. Haman's reprisal. When Haman observed that Mordecai would not kneel and bow down to him, he was filled with anger. Moreover, he thought it was not enough to lay hands on Mordecai alone. Since they had told Haman of Mordecai's nationality, he sought to destroy all the Jews, Mordecai's people, throughout the realm of King Ahasuerus. In the first month, Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, the Pur, or Lot, was cast in Haman's presence to determine the day and the month for the destruction of Mordecai's people on a single day, and the lot fell on the 13th day of the 12th month, Adar. Decree against the Jews. Then Haman said to King Ahasuerus, "Dispersed among the nations throughout the provinces of your kingdom, there is a certain people living apart, with laws differing from those of every other people. They do not obey the laws of the king, and so it is not proper for the king to tolerate them. If it please the king, let a decree be issued to destroy them, and I will deliver to the procurators 10,000 silver talents for deposit in the royal treasury." The king took the signet ring from his hand, and gave it to Haman, son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews. "The silver you may keep," the king said to Haman, "but as for this people, do with them whatever you please." So the royal scribes were summoned, and on the 13th day of the first month, they wrote, at the dictation of Haman, an order to the royal satraps, the governors of every province, and the officials of every people, to each province in its own script, and to each people in its own language. It was written in the name of King Ahasuerus, and sealed with a royal signet ring. Letters were sent by couriers to all the royal provinces, that all the Jews, young and old, including women and children, should be killed, destroyed, wiped out in one day, the 13th day of the 12th month, Adar, and that their goods should be seized as spoil.